We can now evaluate models honestly, hold data out, cross-validate, watch for leakage. What we have not settled is what to evaluate with. The default first reach is accuracy, the fraction of predictions that are correct, and on balanced problems, it does the job. On imbalanced or asymmetric problems, the realistic case for most real classifiers, from fraud detection to medical screens to defect inspection, accuracy lies, often spectacularly. This lesson, the last of the track, is about the metrics that tell the truth. Why accuracy lies on imbalanced data. Suppose you have 1,000 credit card transactions, of which 10 are fraud. A model that simply predicts not fraud for every transaction without looking gets 990 of 1,000 alt-right. 99% accuracy, and it catches zero fraud. Useless, congratulated by the metric. Anytime the classes are unevenly distributed, which is almost always in interesting problems, the majority class dominates accuracy, and you can score very high while doing the actual job badly. You need metrics that account for which errors you are making, not just how many. The confusion matrix. The foundation everyone derives from is the confusion matrix, a 2x2 table for binary classification that splits the predictions four ways. The four numbers are the full story of what your classifier is doing. Every metric in this lesson is some combination of these four counts. TP is a real positive your model caught. TN is a real negative your model correctly let through. FP is a false alarm. Predicted positive, actually negative. FN is a miss. Predicted negative, actually positive. Worked example, a fraud classifier. Take the same 1,000 transactions with 10 actual frauds and 990 non-frauds, and a model that does some work this time. Suppose it correctly flags 8 of the 10 frauds, misses 2, and also flags 50 legitimate transactions by mistake. The confusion matrix. Now compute the metrics one at a time and see what each reveals. Accuracy is the simplest. A 94.8% accurate model sounds great, until you ask what fraction of its fraud flags are actually fraud. Precision answers exactly that. Of everything I flagged as positive, what fraction was actually positive? Of every fraud flag the model raises, only about 14% are real fraud. The other 86% are false alarms, legitimate customers wrongly suspected. Suddenly, the 94.8% accuracy looks different. Recall, also called sensitivity or true positive rate, answers a different question. Of all the actual positives, what fraction did I catch? The model caught 80% of the real fraud. Whether that is good depends on what missing the other 20% costs. A useful companion is specificity, true negative rate. Of all actual negatives, what fraction did I correctly let through? And the F1 score, the harmonic mean of precision and recall, gives a single number that drops when either is bad. One model, 6 different readings. The accuracy headline, 94.8%, and the F1 score, 23.5%, describe the same predictions. Only one of them tells you what is going on. Precision versus recall and the threshold dial. Precision and recall usually pull against each other, and the dial that controls the balance is the decision threshold we met way back in the logistic regression lesson. Lower the threshold, predict positive more easily, and you catch more real positives, recall rises, at the cost of more false alarms, precision falls. Raise it and the reverse happens. Where to set the threshold depends on which kind of error costs more in your problem. High recall matters when missing a positive is much worse than a false alarm. Medical screens, fraud detection, safety alerts. Better to investigate 10 suspicious transactions to catch one real fraud than to let it slip through. High precision matters when a false alarm is much worse than missing a positive, a spam filter that wrongly catches real email, a search engine where every top result needs to be on target, a recommendation that needs to be trustworthy. F1, or domain-specific weighted combinations, when you can't tolerate either kind of error and want a balanced view. Never accuracy alone on imbalanced data. Reading a classifier across all thresholds, ROC and AUC. A classifier that outputs probabilities, logistic regression, most others, has not one set of metrics but a whole curve of them, one for every possible threshold. The ROC curve plots two quantities, one on each axis, the false positive rate, 1 minus specificity, on the horizontal axis, and the true positive rate, recall, on the vertical axis. Each point on the curve is a different threshold setting. The top left corner, high recall, low false positive rate, is the goal. A model that is no better than guessing produces a diagonal line. A perfect model hugs the top left corner. The single number summary is the area under the curve, AUC. 0.5 means random guessing. 1.0 means perfect separation. AUC tells you how well the model separates the classes, independent of any particular threshold choice. It is the right number when you are comparing models or when the right threshold has not yet been decided. A practical caveat. On very imbalanced data, AUC can look optimistic because the false positive rate is diluted by the large number of true negatives. The precision recall curve is often more informative in those cases. Mention both when you read or report classifier performance. Why this matters when you use AI. Every classifier you encounter in the wild has these trade-offs, whether the people deploying it talk about them or not. When you hear, the model is 99% accurate, the right reaction is to ask, on what data, with what class balance, and what are the precision and recall? In medicine, finance, security, hiring, the choice of metric is the choice of which mistakes you are willing to make. And choosing accuracy alone on imbalanced data is the most common way of saying, I am willing to ignore the rare class entirely. Reading classifiers this way, by their confusion matrix and the metrics derived from it, is the difference between believing the headline number and understanding the system. Common pitfalls. Reading accuracy on imbalanced data. Always check class balance first. On imbalanced problems, accuracy is the wrong default. Picking a threshold without thinking about asymmetric cost. Which is worse, a false alarm or a miss? That answer chooses your threshold and your metric. Reporting AUC alone on very imbalanced data. It looks better than it should. The precision recall curve is often the more honest companion. Confusing precision and recall, a quick mnemonic. Precision asks how trustworthy a yes prediction is, how precise the alarms are. Recall asks how much of the truth you recalled. What you should remember, accuracy lies on imbalanced data. A 99% accurate model can be useless if the majority class is 99%. The confusion matrix, TP, Tau, FP, FNIN, is the full picture. Every other metric is derived from it. Precision equals TPAO, TP plus FP, how trustworthy a positive prediction is. Recall equals TPAO and TSIN, how much of the truth you caught. They usually trade off via the decision threshold. AROC and AUC, summarize behavior across every threshold. The precision recall curve is often better on very imbalanced data. Pick the metric to match the cost of each error type. High recall when missing a positive is expensive. High precision when false alarms are expensive. F1 when both matter. That closes the track. Across 15 lessons, we walked from what machine learning actually is through linear regression, gradient descent, logistic regression, decision trees, random forests, boosting, and support vector machines. Then through clustering and dimensionality reduction. And finally through bias and variance, honest evaluation, and the metrics that tell the truth. You now hold the classical machine learning toolbox in one piece, the family of models that quietly runs most real-world systems on tabular data, the language to describe how they work, and the habits to judge whether any of them is doing the job. From here, you can read most machine learning discussions, follow most papers, and start to build. And you have the right reflexes the moment a number looks suspicious.